for the call. David in Woodland Hills, California. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Guru. I read that New Yorker article about global warming, and it was devastating.
Yes, I agree. It's New York Magazine, by the way.
Yeah. I knew 80 to 90% of it, and it's still devastating. But I made a connection I hadn't made before. The scientists were so cowed by the blowback from the billionaires that they deliberately downplayed their predictions for fear they wouldn't be believed. It would be fantasy stuff. And it's the same thing the Democrats did when they didn't talk about voter suppression for fear that people wouldn't vote.
It's so strange that you bring that up, because I had this exact conversation with an old and dear friend of mine. Earl is his first name. We were literally on email yesterday, and we were talking about this. This idea that we shouldn't scare people about bad climate scenarios, and I said I remember back in 2005, 2006 coming to Washington D.C. and meeting with a half a dozen fairly high profile elected members of Congress. And it was me and four or five other people from Air America Radio. It was when Air America was doing well. And, several of us brought up, Randy Rhodes, brought up the issue of electronic voting machines and Redshift and how it looked like the machines were being hacked by the Republican Party, because all this Redshift stuff started just in particular states, just in the swing states, just in the battleground states, and just after the machines were installed. And what we were told by these elected Democrats was, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about Redshift. We don't want to talk about electronic voting machines. It'll cause people to doubt the integrity of our election system, and that will cause them not to come and vote. So don't give them the bad news, because it might scare them. And I thought it was a stupid argument at the time. I still think it's a stupid argument, and I think applying that same argument to climate change is equally stupid. David, all I can say is great minds think alike. You know, me and Earl having this conversation, you calling in and saying the exact same thing to me, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. So, David, thank you for the call.